This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website, where there's a show for you.
Good morning to you and to you and especially to you as we begin this beautiful day. The sun is shining, the last day in January. Can you believe the month has just flown by?
It has, all 77 days of it.
No, some people say it's been a long January because of financial and they need money. This is The Unview, where we're the thin,
the rich,
and the fabulous. And it's good to be with you as we bring you the best in entertainment, the best in the music, and the best of the things that are happening in and around South Africa and the world, actually.
I think people are a little bit thinner at the end of January, actually.
Well, to some extent, to some extent. I wish that Jane, our illustrious producer, didn't take my top copy, which I have to read off. She still won't bring it back into studio. But
do you have some live reads you want to do?
I had something to read. But you just this week were writing music with the Kiffness.
I was.
Tell me about the who are the Kiffness?
Who are the Kiffness? The Kiffness is a DJ. Do you want me to? Mm-hmm. Shall we let everyone?
Not yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay, must I mute them?
It's a cool band, the Kiffness.
Yeah, he's a DJ from Cape Town, and he's amazing. Yeah, and I had the privilege of meeting him and
you wrote
with
a song.
Him. Yeah, we wrote a song. Yeah.
How did it go?
I could show you, but then I'd have to kill you. Maybe okay. A bit later in the show.
Okay, we'll do that a bit later. A great lineup today. We're going to have the cast, the leads of Chicago, the musical in studio. People like Craig O'Barney, Samantha Pio, and Carmen Pretorius.
Precisely Pretorius.
I always get a name wrong on the show.
I'm so glad.
And then we've got Jack Lottering on our show, Mark Lottering. That's been, of course, with his new musical opening this week with the brilliant Auntie Mill, the musical. That's what we're going to kick off the show with. So let's start with that. He's the funniest man in South Africa. Has got to be. He is hysterical. He's delightful and he's wonderful. The one and only Mark Lottering. Good morning.
Good morning. You're the funniest man in South Africa. That's quite a thing.
Well, you're divine, Mark. Are you well?
I'm very well. How are you, Alan?
I'm so good. And this is a big week, eh? Opening in Johannesburg after such a great run in Cape Town.
It's a massive week. We ran over the period of a year in Cape Town. We did three seasons. So we are like super excited for Joburg. We have our preview tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And we're going to Hoy. We hope for a great month.
Well, Mark, firstly, it's a great musical, number one. Number two is that I can't believe the rave success of it. I saw it twice in Cape Town. I was blown away. I mean, and even there was a third occasion when I begged to get tickets, but it was full. Do you remember? We couldn't even find. You said, "And you can sit backstage." But
I know you try to. You try to do all sorts of things and do all sorts of favors to get tickets.
I know. I try to sell my body to you. I try to do quite a few things.
Again.
I know. I've done it, but you know, you just like it for free. Actually,
yeah,
I don't have to sell it.
Mark didn't have any small change.
No, Alan, you just love theater. Yeah.
And I thought that your work was so good. Let's remind the audience why and how Auntie Merle the music began.
We I've always wanted to write for other people. So just over a year ago, I decided that this is it. You know, I've got to stop being so Cape Townian and just saying, yeah, I must do it, and we never do. And I probably spent. I went to a little room in my house with a box of white wine and came out. A few days later with the script, and I decided that I would take this character which I wrote 20 years back. She was born, Auntie Merle. I was doing stand-up and I took this duk out of my back pocket. I put the scarf in my head and there Merle was. And the character's become popular over the years with the Lottering fans. So people who follow the work are very familiar with the character. So this with the musical, I decided everybody, you know, it's bringing Merle to life. So people have been imagining, what does Merle's helper look like? What does the husband look like? What does the neighbor look like? So bringing all those characters to life was quite a risk, and it worked. We have a cast of 14 actors on stage, fantastic people, Gina Schmuckler, Tankiso Mamabolo, we've got Paul De Toy, Lukman Adams, amazing people, and a live band. I wrote a story, and I think the reason people have been coming back again and again, it just resonates with South Africans. It's an honest story. We tell it in a very sexy way. We deal with issues. People laugh, but we also go to really serious places. So it's a now story. It's set now. It's set in Cape Town, and it's a real South African story.
Well, I've got to tell you, one of the biggest production mistakes I've made in my life is you came to me and said, Alan, come and produce this with me.
and you just didn't take my calls. You're like, ah, another out from the Cape Flats looking for money. There you go.
Mark, I want to just bring up a couple of interesting things. First and foremost, this is not what you would expect from Mark Lottring, and I want to make it very clear. It is a proper musical. You're not going to see any of Mark Lottring on the stage except for in the character of Mrs. Merle, and that's quite important to explain to people, because if they think they're getting a stand-up show, you're not getting that at all.
Yeah. I think, you know, Alan, you could say that a million times, but people don't quite. It's hard for people to understand it, that it's not a stand-up show and it's not just me on stage telling jokes. It's a real, real musical. And that is kind of what shocks people, particularly in the first 15 minutes of the show. They're like, what the hell? Where's Mark? We want to see him do some stand-up.
Yeah.
So, and then the journey just starts. And I can tell people if, you know, for the Owens who are listening and people who love comedy, you won't be disappointed, but it is something completely different.
It is. It really is. Mark, I want to see if you can conjure Auntie Merle. I'd love to ask her a couple of questions. Is she available?
I think she is. I'm just going to... there she is. There she is. Yeah, I'm handing the phone to her. Cool.
Auntie Merle, how are you, dear?
Sorry, who's speaking?
Hi, Auntie Merle. It's Alan Ford from cliffcentral.com. Are you well?
Oh, my goodness, Alan. You're the good-looking chap from Joburg.
Yes, Auntie Merle. Welcome.
Oh, my child. You've been in and out of relationships.
Yes, what's new? You know, Auntie Merle, can't you find me a nice man?
Have you found someone, Alan?
I'm looking, Auntie Merle. I'm looking. I need you to help me.
Sometimes one mustn't look so hard, man. Maybe you must just find Jesus, you know? Maybe that's the void.
I love Jesus, you know, Auntie Merle. I do.
Okay. From which area is the Jesus that you love?
From Lebanon.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen him with you.
Auntie Merle, tell me a bit about being on stage. This is your first time doing a musical.
Well, no, it really is the first. You know, I've been on stage all my life. It's just the first time people are actually paying to come and see me. But I've always been somewhat of a performer, you know, because I believe that, you know, in life you just have to, be on your toes all the time looking immaculate. So I'm very happy that I can be part of this production, because I do believe I've been placed on this earth to change people's lives and to help other people be better, because I think the world can do with a whole lot of better people. You know, that is why we have so many problematic people in the world. That is why so many people drink, because we drink to make other people better. And I believe that there's another way. You don't only have to just get safe to tolerate people. Go out, go to the theater, change your life for 2 hours, and go and watch something that will enrich you. And this is such a lovely show, Alan. Do you know all the colors are in the show? All the colors are in the show. Every color you've seen in South Africa is in the show. It's just manna from heaven.
Auntie Merle, this is Nathan, Alan's co-host. What is it like working with the very sexy, the very amazing Tracy Lee Oliver?
Nathan, you know, I was so alarmed to find out. Because, you know, do you know that she's originally from Grabo?
I do, but where apple ties is made.
Do you know that she actually has her own teeth? I was in absolute, because you know, you never discuss these things and one makes assumptions. And that's why I love life and new experiences. And I've also checked the roots of it. Do you know that's her own hair? That's her own hair. Every night this child comes with her own teeth and her own hair. It is the most amazing thing to see. People must come and see.
So you didn't have to supply her with any working...
No,
parts.
And I think Mark Lottring saved on a bit of budget, you know, shame, because, you know, so many people have their hair in their cubbyhole, but she came with her hair from home.
Auntie Merle, what do you want people to take out of this musical? What's the takeout?
I think the take out of this musical is that this is a beautiful country, and when we see everybody together on stage, that can also happen in real life.
And there's even a few gay people that pop in, and a lot of people from all different walks of life.
Yes, there are various gentlemen who come to the theatre with their best friends. And I think that is quite lovely. You know, even my son is always upstairs in the room with his best friend from varsity. And they listen to Beyonce for hours. And they're just very attached to Shirley Bassey. Such sensitive young men. And I believe it's wonderful that men can also show such sensitivity. Always together, inseparable. Oh, and the girls are always around them. They get on so comfortably with women, you know. So he's going to be a real catch for some lucky lady.
On that note, Auntie Merle, thank you for joining us. Send love to Mark and look after yourself. We cannot wait to see the show.
I will do so. God bless. Thank you, Nathan. And thank you from Joburg.
We love it. Thank you very, very much. And that is the one and only Mark Lottring. And then, of course, we had the pleasure of speaking to Auntie Mill. Auntie Mill, the musical begins this Friday in previews. It's on for over a month. It's at the Johannesburg Theatre.
Yeah, and Cape Town has been raving about it.
It's a year. It ran for a year. It kept extending and extending and extending at the Baxter. And it really is one of those. I am so pleasantly surprised to see an original musical come to South Africa, and you'll see it fly. It really will.
And it's honestly some of the funniest people in South Africa on stage.
Our special guests in studio are here to talk about a show that is that has taken them all around, shall I say, the world to some extent, or shall I say the Eastern Hemisphere, from the wonderful, incredible Chicago the Musical. We have the one and only Craig Abani in studio, Samantha Pio, and Carmen Pretorius.
Yebo. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back from Asia.
Hi, all.
We ran in here one by one.
Ran from Asia?
We're getting used to Joburg again.
Yeah, is it nice to be able to, well, not see the air that you're breathing, or can you?
Can't, and like sun and traffic, well, like in one traffic. It's been great.
Other
I'm so
blonde
happy
people,
to be home. Blonde,
blondes, yeah.
There's a lot of blondes.
Anyone above 5'7"?
No, it's really cool.
No?
Basketball. I think we've all been incredibly racist.
Except for those basketball players.
Yeah. Let's lift Samantha's mic. I can't hear Samantha.
All right, I'll be.
Anyway. Yeah. Samantha, as I said, and all I'm going to say, it's nice to see a phenomenally successful local-made musical doing really well, huh? The last time.
Are you being mean?
I'm being a royal bitch.
You know what they're talking about.
Yeah. No.
Calling
us home, calling me home twice. Yeah. No, yeah. Calling me back home.
It's returned. Did you?
I didn't.
I know you weren't in it.
Yes.
I went. Did you see it again?
No.
Okay. Okay, let's leave it at that.
Okay, we'll have a conversation after.
After the show. But let's focus on Chicago. Firstly, it's so good to see that, Sam, you've played this a number of the roles.
No, I've just played Roxy.
The whole time?
Yeah.
And you're still playing Roxy?
No, so I'm playing Velma now.
That's what I said.
So a number of roles.
But you weren't
that implies like...
That implies she's played like...
Ellie Flynn and
yeah,
Mama.
She's never been Little Mary Sunshine.
I'm saying... Okay, hold on.
She's never
been... In Billy Flynn.
She's played every role.
You've played a number... Meaning more than one role?
She played one role twice, and now she's playing another role. I can't make it any clearer than that.
I don't know. Okay, so...
One role twice, very effective.
How many years have you been in this production?
Now she's given the baton to Carmen.
Thank you. Say that again, my love.
How many years, darling, have you been in the musical? On and off?
We started in 2005.
Okay.
So what's that?
It's a long time. It's 14 years.
It is.
I was 15.
That's...
I was not.
I thought I'd throw that in there.
Sure. So a nightclub singer and a double murderess is taken by the hands of a wonderful lawyer who basically turns her life around by making her into a star number one and actually saving her life, which is brilliant. The multi-talented all South African touring cast and band and crew have been at it since, August. Is it August 2018?
Yep.
It's been that long. From New Zealand, all over the Chinas.
Yeah, Bill.
You did the Chinas.
Visited and all our other Chinas.
Yeah, that's so lib. Cool. And of course, lots of great things that have been happening. And of course, you're back in South Africa. You go off. You're going to rest for a month. Firstly, do you need this rest?
Yes.
Are you tired?
Definitely. Yes. And this is a 28-year-old sitting next to me telling me that. I mean, I could have had her. I mean, I could have given her.
Sure.
given birth.
Been a long tour. It's been a long tour.
It has been a long tour. You see what we mean? It's been long.
Really? I mean, so firstly, let's go through this. When you're rehearsing here, you're super excited. You get into the plane, you arrive in New Zealand, and you start this, and it's great to get going.
Right.
And then you, obviously, New Zealand like dies down a bit, and then you go off to China.
No. So let me tell you a story. So I got sick on the plane going over. Mm. You know, I think I woke up.
To New Zealand or China?
To New Zealand.
I was checking if it wasn't bird flu or something.
I got sick, viral laryngitis, and so I was off for, I actually tried to sing the first technical rehearsal, and it was a various
can you make the sound that you made when you try to sing? Can you do it for us?
I can't, but I did send numerous voice messages to Craig with this voice.
Oh, Craig, we must have it. Let's hear it.
Oh, no.
Well, she swears a lot.
Yeah. It's fun.
She swears.
I can't. Please play it.
But he did say to me.
Will you play it?
I remember him saying to me.
Find me one. Come, just so we can hear a little bit of
I remember him saying to me at the end, he left me a message and went, sure, hey, for somebody who's got a sore voice, they sure can talk a lot. So that was it. So there was a problem because I was off for like the first, you know, week, and then they had to fly Amra in from overseas to do the opening in
Amra Faye, who played Velma the first two times the show was done. Yeah, she played Velma when Sam was Roxy. Now course, Sam's Velma and Colin's Roxy.
And of course Amra was on the West End.
Yes. Amra is on Broadway.
Oh, Broadway now, sorry. Broadway, yeah. Okay, cool. And she came in.
She flew in, she got off the plane, and she did a, I don't know, she did a she rehearsal.
Did what she does.
Kicked her leg.
And call, and there we go.
Kicked her leg, wrapped it around her neck.
She learned the show in Japanese, man. In Japanese. She did it in Japan in Japanese.
I don't suppose any of you know the Japanese versions of the song.
No.
I can say arigato gozaimasu. I can say watashi wa jirokusai des, watashi wa Carmen des.
Yes, but can you sing all that jazz?
No.
Come on, Carmen. You were there for how many months?
She wasn't in Japan, she was in China.
Oh. They're not all the same.
Well, China then.
All I learned
Chinese.
Was...
Can you do the Mandarin?
I can do that. And also something that I learned from Carmen, because she had to say it a lot, was mayo. Mayo, mayo. That means no.
It's actually mayo.
Mayo.
She had to say no a lot.
What were you saying no to,
the fans at stage door?
What were you saying no to? Do they stand at stage door?
Yes.
Do they want to touch the blonde hair?
Yes, but I wasn't saying mayo to them. I was saying mayo to the old lady trying to sell me an umbrella.
And also to someone stealing the taxi.
Oh, no, mayo.
They stole our taxi. Oh, my word, no. It's rough.
Yeah. Okay, so you lose your voice. You're sitting in New Zealand. You didn't come back there. You just hung.
Stay there and then sort of started the next week. And we were there for 4 weeks in total.
I think
Auckland or
five or six or something. Yeah,
Auckland and then Wellington, and then we had a week off.
Yes,
Carmen and then came home, and I stayed in Wellington. And then we all joined each other again in China.
Yes, we started in Chongqing.
Are you making that up?
No.
Really, you stayed in Chongqing?
Did you like China?
China. Did you like China?
China.
It's a complete cultural shock, really.
Is it? Yeah. Have you done it before?
I never have. Carmen has. And she's a little tracker. I call her.
She calls me the tracker.
I call her the tracker because she literally can put her head to the ground and figure out where a grocery store is. And I mean, it's chaos. It is chaos. There's so many people. And she can get, like, find out where the best shop is to get the cheapest wine, too. Yeah, she's very good at that.
Because they don't have a lot of white wine. So you have to find. Okay. But anyway,
Craig, are we bordering alcoholism here?
I'm not bordering anything. No, not you. I'm full blown.
But you're clean.
Teetotaler.
Do you think that's interesting that they're looking for white wine? Sure. Which isn't nothing wrong
listen,
with that.
No, listen.
If you can, you must. people that can drink but don't annoy me.
But as a recovering. Yeah. Alcoholic. Yeah. And of course, it's been how many years now?
Five,
which is incredible.
Five with hiccups, but I'm solid for three. So let's say three. Let's not lie.
Okay, so 3 years. But he hasn't looked better.
Hasn't he?
I'm better. I'm good.
Incredible is you're 48 years old.
You're so tanned.
You look tanned. You look beautiful. Sam's touching your muscles. Let's go back to a story in 1998, Sam. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Tell me a story. In 1998, well, there's an experience that went around the song, That'll Be the Day.
Okay. Oh, you want to hear my story? Okay.
Yes, I want to hear the story.
So he wants me to sing Buddy Holly, because even though our publicist said we're not singing anything, I said I'll sing Buddy for you, because you're, Alan's annoying that way.
I am, very.
When he said That'll Be the Day, I thought I'd tell you a quick story. So when I was actually dating Samantha Pio in 1998, she came to England to be with her boyfriend, Craig. And you did. And I thought I was losing my hair. So I went into the London Centre.
Because you were dating Sam Pio?
No, it wasn't just that. Oh. So I went into the London Centre of Trichology, and I said to this guy who had masses of hair, and I said to this guy, listen, am I going to go bald? And he sat me down, he went, yes. Well, of course he's going to say that, right? This is his.
Because he wants to.
And then he made me pay him hundreds and hundreds of pounds for the stuff that I used to massage into my head, to have regrowth and to make my hair grow.
Basically, Bob Martin.
Cut to 8 months later and many, many pounds down. The one guy walks in and says, "Craig, are you Buddy Holly on the West End in London?" So I said, "No, I am." He said, "We'll give you free products if you do an advert for us." So the ad was. Well, and hi, I'm Craig Abani. And I played Buddy in the Buddy Holly story on the West End. Me lose my hair, that'll be the day.
And you kept your hair,
and I got a lot of hair. My mom's convinced it worked because I've still got a lot of hair.
No. There was the end to the
story. But Sam said to me at that point, you're not going bald, man. What's wrong with you?
He's paranoid. In fact, finally, the dude did say to him, Craig, stop coming here. What are you doing? You're never going
to
lose your hair.
I cut to a year later after the ad's been running forever, and he says to me, Craig, why are you here? I said, no, because your colleague told me. He said, Craig, just go. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money.
You've taken all your money.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Now, on that note, it is just before 9:30, everybody, someone sing something. So are you getting ready are you going to do That'll Be the Day?
Yeah, but can we have the ad version hair punt?
You want me to do the whole ad for you?
No, we don't. We want to hear the song. It's time to sing a song.
All right, let me sing so that we can leave everyone else alone.
No, don't worry. Yes. We got Disney coming your way with Nathan.
No, I remember last time I was here, and it was beautiful. Made me sing all that jazz. Because why?
We'll get to that later. Yeah.
Because I sang My Heart Will Go On, and I sounded terrible.
You sounded great. What are you talking about?
And then no one came to watch The Sound of Music.
No!
I came to watch The Sound of Music. You were amazing.
I can't believe you blame that people didn't come to The Sound of Music because we made you sing in the studio.
Because you made her heart go on at 9 o'clock in the morning. No one's heart is going on at 9 in the morning. And our voice is even less.
Exactly. I was going, all that jazz. I mean, that's how
I had you sing Little Mermaid. What are you talking about? Didn't. We had Little Mermaid.
That was her song.
You see, I've sung so much on the show, damn it.
Everybody sings on the show.
Yeah, they
I think
do.
We really should get back to promoting the show, though.
We're going
to
get that to
you. Well, here's a pun. So I did a show once with Sam Pio, and she sang the most risque version of All That Jazz.
Oh yes. Okay. So let's. Okay. On that note, let's.
Just do one line.
No, I won't. I've done it before.
Because Sam had this very Chicago kind of accent going on when she sang it, and she was like, and all that jazz.
Very good, Nathan. I think you should.
Which sounded a little bit like.
No, man.
Oh, niemand.
Oh.
Come. Sam.
No, I'm not.
Was it a little?
Come on. And all that jizz. Rouge my knees and roll my stockings down.
Come on, Sam.
Oops,
I just stepped
and all
in.
All that jazz.
Oh.
And I do it like that in the show, so that's how it is.
Really? So I trained you in a way to pronounce your A's.
You did.
Jeez. It's all thanks to Nathan.
And all
that jazz.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You did a strange harmony there. I don't know who that was.
That was me.
Alan.
like I do in most of my ensemble singing, I was miming.
Okay, we're going to make Craig Abani sing.
Yeah. Let's go with Craig.
All right.
Craig, tell us about the awards that you won on the West End. I mean, you won some big awards for Buddy at the time. I mean, I remember doing an interview on 702 with you in London.
Yeah, and I don't know if I won for Buddy, but I was lucky because when I went over in 95, they changed the show, which had been running for 7 years, then moved from the Victoria Palace to the Strand. So it was a big relaunch. Mm-hmm. So it was like we did a cast album. and there was press around it again. So it got reviewed again. You know, and that doesn't happen when shows have been running for years and years. And so I got a lot of publicity out of it. I was on Children in Need, and I was on a lot of the television programs. And so it was Richard and Judy, like a morning show. I was on all this stuff, which is hard to get on if you're just doing theatre shows in London. And then the cast album, and it was like a relaunch of the show.
But you were also in Hello magazine.
Yeah, like Hello, like, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that you didn't normally get. Buddy Holly's widow came to watch the show. So Maria Lane, who's that's a character in the show, and then she came, the real person came, and so we were in Hello magazine, and I got a lot of stuff out of it, a lot of publicity, and a lot of big things came, which wouldn't have happened normally. Buddies came in and years and did a year in the show, and then they just carried on, and that was it. But I was nominated for, I think you might be referring to a Laurence Olivier.
So,
I didn't win.
Yeah, but it nominated.
But I was nominated. The guy who won was from the Tribune, the Boy George musical, and he was apparently phenomenal. And I was, I mean, when I, that was in 2001, for a thing called Contact, which was, It's weird because I wasn't in that at all. Like, my head wasn't in it, and I was not in a cool place at all. And I got nominated. And then after getting nominated, I thought, all right, here we go. And the next show I did was Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Mm.
And I was in the zone. I worked so hard. Everyone's like, oh, you're going to get nominated. And I didn't. And so from that day on, I thought, you know what, I'm going to try so hard to not think about awards and stuff like that and just play the roles, because I was devastated. If I'm not applying myself, I got nominated for something, and the next year everyone was going, ooh. I remember we were standing on stage at the Shaftesbury, and Amanda Holden was playing Millie that Sam Pio played here.
Yes, yeah, so, and you both were in that show.
Yeah. Which Sam nailed. Yeah, we did that in 2007. It was the year my daughter was born.
I remember it very well, by the way.
Yeah,
because we were downstairs.
Carmen Pretoria. You were downstairs doing a.
What did he just say?
I could have had her.
If you put the story together, basically, I think Craig said he nailed Sam, and then
and Carmen is our child.
His daughter was born. Yeah,
this is a family affair.
I am honored.
So great to have this family in studio.
Yes, I remember. I recorded beautifully.
You were doing Debbie Does Dallas downstairs. That classic with Caprice.
I thought you were gay.
With Caprice. I actually was a bit gay in it. And Brandon Oriton.
And wasn't Jacques, Carl Bierkes in it?
Carl was our director.
Oh my word, that's amazing.
Yeah, and Caprice, who was not nominated for.
How was Caprice?
She was dreadful. Yeah, she was. We were all dreadful.
Wasn't she nominated for a...
And all that jizz.
Yeah, that's right. When Ben Beely was in it, really, Debbie there were some
Dallas
lovely...
And some all talented
people.
And Tanya van Graan and Pia van Heerden was in it.
Oh, my hat.
And we were all... Stephen van Nickerk was our...
Oh, my word.
Helen Dubois was our... What, swing?
Swing.
Backup. What do you call it?
Backup swing.
Understudy.
A fluffer.
Understudy.
I think it's called a fluffer.
And Stephen van Nickerk. And we were naked on stage. And I'll never forget the Thoroughly Modern Millie team come
came to
watch.
Yes.
And it was dismal.
It was just.
Silence. There was nakedness and silence. The music
awkward.
Was. Oh, just. Oh,
and it was a tiny theatre. That's
the
tiny
theatre.
The
really
studio theatre.
Yes, and so everything was really like.
And
it's
naked.
In your face.
Oh, yeah, in your face.
Close up nakedness.
I must tell you, though, the interesting thing is, and I'm comparing the two music, How's Made Money.
We made money.
No, I'm joking. But I was just saying we made money, which is a very interesting thing.
Did you also know that Caprice actually won an award? It wasn't an Olivia.
What
I
did
think
she win?
It was a Deep Throat.
She didn't win that.
She won an award.
For what?
For being able to.
For erotic dancing.
No, not at all. She wasn't that type of person.
Not that.
She was a very conservative
woman.
Am I
thinking
actually
of someone else?
Yes, you're
thinking of a porno star or something.
You're thinking of the woman who runs a lollipop lounge and who was an actress, remember?
That's the one. I get them confused all the time.
Caprice was a Wonder Bra model.
Was a Wonder Bra model. No, she definitely not.
She was attractive.
You're thinking of the girl that won Idol, Survivor.
Yes. Yes. What's her name? The Lollipop Lounge. You know.
Craig, you were there about 400 times.
You've been to the Lollipop Lounge, Craig.
I have a daughter. I won't have any of that.
Yeah,
she doesn't want to say in front of his daughter.
Yeah,
Gigi.
Her 12 years ago, I was there all the, every day.
Her name was Gigi.
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 And all that.
Gigi, not Caprice.
And all that.
Sorry, sorry, Caprice.
But anyway, yes. So when I do criticize certain things on stage, I'm very proud to say that mine was possibly one of the worst.
Exactly.
So I can throw it into the mix, which is true.
Can,
so therefore, you come from a point of view where you understand what it's like.
Yeah.
But let's get to That'll Be the Day.
Oh, you didn't.
You nearly got away. You nearly got away.
You didn't get away.
What if we keep talking?
Yeah. Okay. Come. Let's see how quickly you can remember when to come in and all that.
Do you want to look at it? Okay. You know this thing.
He knows.
Are we doing That'll Be the Day? Should we do that one? Is there a better one? No. Let's do it. Let's do it. Then you'll be happy. But give me some reverb though.
I need a guitar.
Oh, well, that'll be the day when you sing goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. But will you give me all your love, and then you're a turtle dove, and I owe you hugs and kisses and your money too. You say you love me, baby, still do you tell me, maybe that someday will I be blue. Hi, I'm Craig Abani, and I play Buddy in the Buddy Holly story on London's West End. And I use products from the London Centre of Trichology. Craig Abani, Buddy Holly, me lose my hair, that'll be the day when I die.
What a legend.
Oh. This ain't my first rodeo.
I mean, honestly, you pulled that out of somewhere.
That's how I did this. Oh, that was brilliant.
You're a legend, Craig.
Really cool. I love it. I love it.
I mean, really, you see, that's why you need to do the singing, because
it was so much fun.
I mean, honestly.
That's what we're going to do. Wait, don't worry. We're coming to you now.
No.
we're going to do.
We're just letting you girls talk a little bit to warm up. You know, Craig came warm because
I was early.
Because he hasn't just come from China.
He was here on time.
So what's the last thing that you've just been involved with, Craig? You did that great show, which I loved, with Andrew Webster.
I loved Rock of Ages.
Yeah, Rock of Ages, I thought, was so good.
Absolute blast. I loved it.
I wish it should have got more rave reviews.
But hold on, that's a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm trying to think what I've... Oh, I did West Side Story. We did a rerun of West Side Story. I was playing Shrank, which didn't do as well, I think, as they wanted to. It ran again in Cape Town. And then after that... I've been busy, but I'm busy doing the corporates and the gigs and stuff, which I'm very thankful for, because they sustain in between, you know, in between the shows and the theatre shows and a little bit of TV. And I did two international TV things this year, which I haven't done a lot of, so that was very exciting. I got killed in both. One was with Edgar Ramirez. It's fantastic. Sure. I love him. Called Last Days of American Crime. And other than that, no theatre. So I'm waiting now to join these guys and to as Max Finbo, the overseas part of the overseas team, says, pull my Billy out of the box.
Max,
yeah, pull my Billy out of the box. Yeah, because I did it with Sam in her second run. I did it.
Yes, you've done this. Yeah, you've done. Yeah. I mean, I remember seeing you on stage doing it.
Yeah.
Do that again?
No. Yeah, no, I did it. I did it then. It's going to be nice to do it. In the headspace I'm in. Yeah. It's going to be nice to do it.
Which let's put it there, because that's what it is. And I mean, it's going to be good to do it sober.
It's going to be great to remember it this time.
That's a good thing.
Hey, I remember it a lot, actually.
Of course, Carmen will be running around trying to find white wine.
Me too.
I'm thinking this time I might be the only sober one.
Entire cars just fallen off the wagon in Asia.
It happened in Chongqing, and since then.
Well done. That's quite a complicated one to remember.
I just made it up.
Well, I can see there's going to be fun on this stage. There's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Coming back to you guys, so of course the run was great. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You're talking about 7 months of your life.
Yeah. It was 16 weeks in China.
Yeah.
And then those.
And over a difficult time, over Christmas and stuff.
It doesn't, almost for me, it doesn't feel like the year has begun until like we came back to Joburg. Mm. You know what I mean? Like the end of the year. Because ordinarily I'm at home and you get a sense that everything finishes over December. No one works. There's a holiday period.
That's
and then
true.
You
didn't
start
have
again.
That kind of wind down.
See, I haven't had that for the last 10 years.
Yeah, you've been traveling since you were born with us.
Since we had you.
but that is the thing. I mean, it's unreal. We've been home for a week, but I'm only now starting to feel myself again.
Yes.
And it's an incredible thing. We get to go overseas and do this amazing show, but it's, you know, like anything,
it's work.
It's work. And it also has its pros and cons.
Totally.
Like hard to find wine.
My hair was falling out.
From people touching it.
I know a place you can go. It's called the London Centre of Trichology.
Yeah. But isn't it great to know that you have great genes, Carmen?
And what does that mean? Well, oh, yes, my parents are here. Sorry.
Yes, and look, Sam has more hair that she can handle. She looks like a Native American Indian princess.
And Craig is muscular and brown. And
yeah.
So...
Pocahontas.
Oh, maybe sing a Pocahontas.
You just
yeah, Alan just said I'd like to Pocahontas.
The word. Yes. So it has been. It's been. I mean, what Carmen talks about is tricky. Is obviously you're homesick a lot. You're traveling around a lot. You're moving a lot. The show part was really easy and fun compared to the role of Roxy. I'm finding that. Playing Velma is actually a hell of a lot easier for me.
Why?
Because Roxy's on stage all the time, so the pressure is on her to basically carry the show the whole time. Whereas I'm off the stage. I mean, we actually timed it the length of time that you were on stage, and I was off in the dressing room doing this. I'm stretching and
no, but I mean when you go on stage,
you'd paid your dues.
So like I basically do all that jazz. I do Cell Block Tango, amazing, and then I've got acting scenes. Two little acting scenes. This is where we introduce Carmen gets introduced to the Cook County jail. Then I'm off for 20 minutes until I come back on for sister acts. So I've got time to stretch. I have to come back. I know exactly. I go back because then now I must learn to touch my toes because remember I've got to kick my leg around my neck.
Yeah.
So I've got a good 20 minutes to do that.
Craig, when you dated in 1998, was she capable of doing that then?
She could still do it.
Yeah. Just double checking.
Never been a problem.
1998.
Yeah.
1990. Guys, 21 years ago. Think of that. The two of you.
Happy 21st birthday, Carmen.
Thank you.
We met each other in long, long before that.
We met in 92.
Yeah.
So then I really could be your kid.
You see.
Yeah.
I just said you were dating 98. I didn't know what was going on. 92.
Yeah, we dated.
We're dating. Went
long
from
time
the
on
we
and
met.
Off. I loved her.
Aww, you still love
I mean,
her.
I still
love
her. I just still love him.
Oh, man.
Now.
Don't you feel like a love child?
Yes.
Carmen.
And now I have to go on stage and play with, you know.
Yeah,
my folks.
Your folks.
Sure.
You guys are
brilliant.
Like the Lindberghs.
You know, Nathan, you are.
You are funny.
She's doing an incredible job, though. And what I have to say is after playing Roxy for those two runs, I didn't realize. I used to just think Amara was on the stage with me. I never realized the amount of time she had off in the dressing room. And
Roxy's work.
Works her ass off. And I remembered, you know, being very isolated from the rest of the cast and feeling huge pressure. And I used to just think it was just me. You know, I'm just taking things too seriously. And so it's been amazing for me to actually watch the journey that Carmen's been on, because I realize it sort of allowed me to embrace the me back then that I am now.
And almost witness it.
Must be interesting, yeah.
And also because I was so hard on myself, thinking, you know, why am I not going out with the cast? Why am I not, you know, interacting more and having more fun with it? And why am I so concentrated? Like, why am I concentrating so much backstage? Because there's so much going on. And so now, like I say, it's amazing for me to watch her going through it and to be able to, I still stand backstage and give her support.
And we are
when
so.
She's on stage.
We are honestly so close. That is really, I think, a big deal.
Yeah, I've been watching your guys' Facebooks, and like you guys are like two peas in a pod.
That's
like,
wonderful.
You guys look like you hang out a lot,
and that can only be
so
beneficial
cool.
to the show.
Totally.
Definitely, yeah.
Because Velma and Roxy have to have a chemistry, and if it's there, I mean, as much as they're written to loathe each other, and then they have this massive coming together at the end, joining each other on stage.
Yeah.
clarification.
It's because we have so much fun.
I worry that Sam has rubbed off on you a bit. When you left South Africa, you were
she would never have spoken.
You
like
were
that.
A nun, yeah. Essentially. You were Maria, now and she's now a, you are Roxy Hart.
Now I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we have so much fun. I do stand backstage in the wings and we encourage her, and she does the same for me.
Yes.
So if you happen to sit right at the end, you see my head pop out.
I mean, I think being on the road, you know, you need that cohesiveness in the company. You need it anyway, but you need it even more so when people are away from home and you're on the road and you're in strange places. When you come into to work, and you know, you do feed off each other's energies and dynamics, and I think it's if your leading ladies have got a rapport, it's one hell of a bonus. Because
yeah.
I mean, I've been in and I've heard of scenarios where it's quite the opposite, and that does nothing but sabotage.
Make it hard.
Yeah,
on
makes,
stage.
Makes it hard for everybody.
Hard to
so, it's,
and
so it's a blessing, man.
This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe. And of course, this is The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous, where entertainment is the name of the game. On that note, we opened the show with the wonderful Mark Lottring, and we spoke to Auntie Merle herself. We also had the pleasure to have in studio Craig O'Barney, Samantha Pierre, and Carmen Pretorius. On the line, on that note, is something quite good, some interesting news regarding the Naledi Awards and things that are happening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dawn Lindberg. How are you doing, Dawn?
Oh, very well. Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
Good, good. And of course, we have these incredible, incredible stars in studio.
Hi, Dawn.
Who's there? Who's
Carmen.
Carmen. There's Carmen Pretorius, Samantha Pierre, and Craig O'Barney in studio.
Oh my God.
You've inspired them in more ways
babies,
than you know.
All your children. Dawn, the great news.
The Stars of Chicago.
Yes, yeah. Which is going to be divine. Good news coming is that the Naledis have changed slightly in the way it's going to be done. Please tell us all about it.
Yes, we've changed a lot. We've restructured the whole judging panel. And now instead of just having two panels, you know, one main panel and one for children, we have six panels of specialist judges, one for plays, one for musical theatre, one for theatre for children and young audiences, another one for contemporary dance, physical theatre and ballet, and another for independent... I beg your pardon?
I said, it's so clever what you're doing.
Yes, another for... Then the next one is for independent fringe theatre, the smaller productions, and then finally for tertiary students and incubator theatre. So we're very thrilled about that because it's in keeping with the way theatre is moving in South Africa. And we want to recognise the smaller productions and also students who are committed to going into professional theatre. So we're very excited about that. And it also means that the judges don't have to go and see over 100 productions.
Yeah, it's heavy.
They go to the ones in their category, in their panel.
Which is great. And of course, the awards are taking a shift this year. You're moving them to the Joburg Theatre.
We're so thrilled. We've been wanting to go to the Joburg Theatre for years because it's central and it's also got excellent aisles, so it's very good for television. But it's not to say I don't want to diminish the Lyric Theatre at all, because they were a wonderful, wonderful, generous home to us for 6 years. And then last year we were at the beautiful Teatro. But we are really thrilled to be at the Joburg Theatre at last.
Well, of course, these awards and these wonderful accolades can't happen without the support of sponsors. Are you still going to do a crowdfunding this year? Are you going to attempt that?
I'm not sure. It didn't work too well last year. Mm-hmm. And we didn't actually reach our target. But, you know, they are holding the funds available for us if we can still bring in some more money. We really are battling, and it's very depressing and frustrating that we don't have major sponsorship from any of the government official bodies like DAC and Zanzi Golden Economy and NAC, National Arts Council. None of it. We just don't hear. We applied in January last year to DAC. They lost our application. They let us apply again, and we haven't heard at all. And the same applies to National Arts Council, which seem to be changing their their CEOs as rapidly as their cast changes in the average production. But so, and we also don't have a major sponsor, so we are battling, but we move forward, you know, with hope in our hearts as always, and I'm sure something will come up because we've got a wonderful show, a wonderful awards planned for this year.
Dornenberg, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do it?
Well, for info at naledytheatreawards.org.za is the best way.
So that is info at naledytheatreawards.org.za.
Yeah, and there's also an excellent website, a web page that we've just updated, and so that's got all the latest.
Is that on Facebook? On
And we are on Facebook, but it's better to go to the website.
What is that one?
Send an email directly to us.
Okay, give me that. And then, give me the address.
www.naledytheatreawards.org.za.
Great, that's great. And info at naledytheatreawards.org.za. Yeah. We're happy with the new structure. I think it's great. It's good to hear that more people are getting involved in the judging. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, more people. We've now got an overall panel of 50 judges. A lot of them.
It's great.
Young.
It's good stuff.
But all highly qualified, you know, in the industry, you know, either with their master's degrees or they're drama teachers or they're functioning actors, and with filled
it's
with enthusiasm.
News.
So it's really, really lovely. And the awards this year, by the way, are taking place on Monday, the 20th of May. And there are some seats available for sale to the public. So that booking is open already. And they can do that through Ticketweb or through the Joburg Theatre.
It's wonderful to always have the one and only from the chairman of the Naledi Awards, Dawn Lindberg. Thank you for joining us on the line. That's Dawn. Don't forget to go to info at naledytheatreawards.org.za.
I have a fundraising idea for Dawn.
Tell me.
Why don't they do Debbie Does Dallas for Charity? You said it makes money.
It made money. It's so 2007.
Well, you can update so anything. Bored. Chicago's from when? When was
the
Chicago?
The longest running musical of all time.
Broadway musical.
Is it the longest?
Broadway musical, yeah.
Okay, so now let's Craig, tell us now, what does everybody need to know about the good news of where it's going to happen? So first, we broadcast all out throughout the country. It opens in Cape Town on?
It opens in Cape Town on the 15th of March at Artscape. And it's at Artscape from the 15th of March to the 14th of April. Mm-hmm. And then it moves here. It's at the Teatro in Joburg from the 20th of April to the 26th of May. I haven't been with this show, so I've been able to look at it from the outside and listen to what everyone's saying. The show is phenomenal. The show is incredible. This cast could be on any stage, anywhere in the world. These two lead females are world-class phenomenal. That's what the overseas Broadway team have said, the global team that puts the show together all over the world. Chicago sells out anyway. But this is a very, very, very good production of Chicago.
Okay.
They always are. But Carmen is incredible as Roxy.
Well,
by all
you.
Accounts, I haven't seen. I look forward to working with her. I did watch some of the rehearsal process.
Yeah, and I was very blessed. I must tell you something. Just that Hazel and Tony Feldman, the Showtime group, have been raving about.
Yeah, they are Brian over Schimmel, the moon. Yeah.
Just to tell you, because you know, my ear's on the ground with a lot of this stuff, and it's they're raving about the two of you, by the way, and magnetism on stage.
No, look, I have big shoes to fill. Sammy's been an idol for me since I started out in this industry. She's my mother.
And she has big feet.
She's your mother.
And also to share this journey with her on that level, you know, it could have been a very different story. It could have been, you know,
yeah,
animosity
it could have been a very
and, like,
different
a weird dynamic, like yeah. vibe, but it hasn't been. It's been.
Yeah, she could have been like, that used to be my role.
Yeah.
What are you doing in it?
But the interesting thing is, that isn't it wonderful that you have people like yourself, Sam, and like yourself, Craig, that have taken the experience they've had for many years in this business? We're talking about over 25, mm-hmm. close to, you know, maybe even 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And to take people that are coming up through the ranks and build them, because that's what it's about, isn't it? You know, it's wonderful to be able to for Gareth and I, for example, to go and work with young radio people and
of course,
bring them into the light. It sounds like we're some evangelist here, but
iron sharpens iron.
Putting them into the light.
No, but I mean,
teach them the game.
Mm-hmm. And how much happier it makes, well, I speak for myself, but I mean, it makes me so happy to, because it's quite easy, again, like Carmen says, it can go both ways, to get a little bit threatened by up-and-coming talent and start going, oh, am I getting too old for this? Am I getting too old for that? And you're getting a bit jaded and a bit disgruntled and a bit negative. But to celebrate the talent that's coming up in the country, and there's no denying the fact that the young talent in South Africa has never been better. I mean, it's phenomenal. The youngsters coming up through the ranks, that all the shows I see, that Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Matilda, Annie, Chicago, you name it. These shows are phenomenal. Shows are phenomenal. And I'm looking and thinking, who is that? I've never seen that person before. Mm. And what I'm watching is a world-class, honed, technical performer giving their all. And I mean, it's unbelievable.
No.
And as an older, you know, performer, I enjoy that. I celebrate that. And, you know,
you played on the West End for years, and yourself and Rafay. I mean, we've seen this, but isn't it great to see that these stars, and you've been doing it the two of you for years as well. But you've seen people, like young people, going off to do Lion King.
I know, wonderful.
All over the world. Awesome. And you've seen people going, you know, and people like Jonathan Rocksmith as he moves into his next role.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Jonathan's touring with Phantom. This is phenomenal.
This is phenomenal.
World tour of Phantom, and he's one of ours. I think it's superb.
And also, can I just say, Craig is the most generous performer. For him to say that, I mean, I think we all are. All three of us actually sitting here, and I think we're very blessed in this industry to have people that are generous on stage, and also just generous with the people around them. I mean, I don't think we walk around thinking that we are the shiz.
No,
we don't at all. So we're also learning, blown away by talent. So the new up and young coming talent.
And you guys
talent,
you really know, you are the shiz.
Because I can say, I can honestly say that I learn from watching you guys,
and we from you. But that's
that's
a thing.
The beauty of it.
And as soon as you stop learning, you know, you stop. You can learn from anybody. It doesn't matter if you've been doing it longer or you. There's always a different way of looking at it, a different take on it, something you didn't think about before. You know, open mindedness, man. Mm.
So of course it's singing time.
Oh no,
whose turn is it?
Let's talk more about the show.
No.
They've got special discounts for 4 to 6 guests. There's tickets available only at Computicket. It's the longest running American musical. It's very sexy, this show.
Yes, okay.
The dancers,
David D'Souza, we reading.
No, listen. The dancers are sexy as hell. The guys and the girls.
They have
you've never
night.
Seen anything like this.
Ladies okay. night discount for 4 to 6 guests.
We've taken dancers. Over your job.
I'm going to have Tony and Hazel and Deborah all on this show. So we're going to get there.
So we should get back to the girls singing.
Yes.
Guys, is this what Alan's supposed to do with
me? Yes, I do have all the details.
I don't know why I've got to do his job.
Alan, I thought your job...
This is what we need to be talking about. We shouldn't be singing.
The band's live on stage as well. They're full on jazz band.
Yes, that's I know, so cool. And of course, it's led by Brian Alan, Schimmel. We know this thing. Thank you.
I thought Alan's job was to just tell funny people stories. We have in studio about famous people he's met.
Right, go, just Garrett. Just get it.
So the song is The Colour.
Oh, no.
Do you know it?
I don't know it.
He doesn't know it.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, she doesn't know
it. I don't know it. I know Vanessa Williams sang it very beautifully and at one stage.
So let's find another nice
but
one.
But you look so much like Pocahontas that you just have to. Yeah, okay. Hear the lyrics.
Okay, but I'll only do it if everyone sings.
If Carmen sings with. Come
can
on,
can we sing one together?
Yes. What do you want to sing together?
Well, this one.
Well, this one.
Okay, perfectly.
And then I'll just, like, duck out when it gets too high. You think I'm an ignorant savage.
Yes. This is the intro that no one really knows. We just have to wait for it to carry
been
on.
In so many places, I guess it must be so.
It's coming. I don't know.
You guys not know?
Oh, yes, you're the Disney king. I remember you love Disney.
Are you guys not reading?
No, we need to wait for the verse to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Aww. There we go. Now it's starting.
Can you give us some more music? Please, it's more reverb.
And make sure we
have more
track. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Think the only people who are people other people. Can I just tell you
look
something
and
very
think
funny?
Like
no, you're busy singing.
But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger,
Craigie,
you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. I've got this now. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins?
Sing of all the voices of the mountains. Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
And all that shiz.
Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Yeah. Sorry, I know we're running out of time. But Carmen and I are the worst corpses on stage, and we had one particular moment, and we walked on stage, and I walked on too early for the end. And I came on like a whole bar by myself and walking, and I was supposed to meet her, you know, at the end for this nowadays, and I realized, oh, I've got to.
And she was vacillating and doing a bug step to buy time.
And when Carmen comes on, she looks at me, her face is like, huh? I'm like, like grinning. And so it starts us giggling, okay? So then by the time we get to do nowadays and we're singing, we couldn't stop.
We were
both finished. We were like,
you can walk the life you
Has it been tough doing the show for audiences that are not English speaking?
Yes, it's hard.
Someone said the other day, like, apparently you don't get the response. I mean, of course, you don't get the response. You must
quiet.
Be excited to do it here for our peeps, you know?
They're so quiet because I think it's also that's the culture.
It's a cultural thing, yeah, yeah.
But we're excited to have people who also understand the genre, the comedy, and the. Yeah. And, you know,
us. People love the show.
At the end of this run, in May, the end of the whole run. Is it the Chicago end?
No.
Where do you go next?
Germany and Austria.
Oh
wow!
Germany.
Are you going
and
with
Austria?
I'm going on that. Yeah.
Oh great!
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting.
That is insane,
isn't it?
My daughter's going to come to Berlin when we're there because that falls in the holidays. I don't like to be away. I mean, I would love to do to tour all these shows, but I don't like to be away from my girl. You know, she's 12. She needs dad.
I remember when she was born. Do you remember that?
Of course, we remember that.
Yeah, why would they forget when Carmen was born?
How many cigars have we
it's easy on this tour because my daughter's with me.
Do you know that we're gonna have people this is true. Yeah.
And they're going to be disappointed when they realize it's not a family affair.
Quick disclaimer. Craig, Barney, and Sam Pio are not the mother and father of Carmen Pretorius.
And we have no children that we're aware of.
Also,
Sam would be aware of it.
But not for lack of trying on my part. But that was a long, long time ago.
I wonder because Sam does what she does when she's singing and she just stops the song and goes, wait, I have something very important to tell you.
She likes to talk, yeah, at inopportune moments.
Thank God for Sam.
But I wasn't done.
Do you do that in Chicago ever? I can actually picture it on stage. And all that.
You know
wait
what,
a minute, guys. I have to tell you the story. So,
yes, guys, what's the story?
No. I'm just saying that's what Sam would do. That. I have to tell you a story, guys. No, okay, and all the Asians are sitting there waiting for cheers.
I have loved having you in studio. We have. Thank you very much.
Did we talk enough about Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago is happening.
Chicago.
With the rock
musical.
And
Chicago.
Deborah D'Souza, we've done it. I promise you, I'll punt it for the next month and two and three of it. It's
going to sell out quick, eh?
It's going to be great. Don't miss it. Thank you, Craig.
No, but it's true.
I want to thank, on behalf of Nathan Rowe and myself, of course, our very special guests in the studio, Craig Obani, Samantha Pio, and Carmen Pretorius.
Hey, hey.
The cast, the leads in Chicago. Don't miss him in Cape Town, beginning in March, and then of course in April here in Johannesburg at the Teatro. Go and get your tickets at CompuTicket. Mark Lottring's Auntie Mill the musical starts at the Joburg Theatre this coming week. Don't miss it. It's on for a month. Thank you, Dor Lindberg, for joining us. This is The Unview, where we're the
thin,
the rich, and the fabulous. Have a great day. Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum. Come on. One.
Yes.
You have to pay amazing amounts of money to come.
You have to pay
it properly.
To pay meh.
And finally, we're saying goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.